Hello and welcome back to the Conversation Hat podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. This week we are thrilled to be joined by Michelle Brazier, comedian, writer, musician. You may know her from Double Denim, you may know her from Auntie Donna, and you might also like to know that she is currently preparing for a UK tour. Michelle joins us this week to discuss which Muppets we are and which video game trait we would most like to have in real life. We also make some updates to our LinkedIn profiles and chat about some of our favourite places in the United Kingdom. I would highly recommend getting tickets to the Reform Tour. If you just go to Google, do a little Google search, type in Michelle Brazier, Reform Tour UK, any of those words will get you where you need to be to buy tickets. This is the end of the intro. Let's get on with the episode.
Conversation Hat Podcast.
Everyone says that Norwich is really cool.
It's because I live there.
Yes, it wasn't.
It was the king of Norwich?
Absolute shit until I moved there like 6 months ago. Now it's a shining beacon for the rest of civilization.
Good for you. I try.
You should put that on your LinkedIn. That's quite big. We need to make more of a deal of this. I feel like you should monetize it in some way, maybe.
Put it on your LinkedIn. It's such a funny joke. You should put it on your LinkedIn, not even your website.
Nope.
You should pop it on your LinkedIn.
Well, the LinkedIn is a bit like a website, really, isn't it?
Is it? I don't use LinkedIn. I haven't used it for 10 years.
Is this your first time performing in the UK? I imagine you will have done The Fringe at some point.
I've done The Fringe a lot of times. This particular show sold out the entire Fringe last year.
Nice.
And I've done a sold out season at Soho Theatre.
Lovely. Nice one.
Awesome.
So you'll see bits of the UK that aren't capital cities, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what that's like. I mean, as I said, I'm really keen to see Norwich for some reason. Everyone's like, you're going to love Norwich. I'm like, fuck yeah, Norwich, let's go.
Norwich is good. We've got a good market. We've got some good pubs.
Really good pubs, really good market.
That's what I want.
I'm a big fan of Brighton as well, actually. That's your first date?
Oh, yeah, I love Brighton.
Yeah.
I've been to Brighton before because I've got a few mates there. And it's really cool. I've never performed there, but everyone says it's very fun as well. I'm just really pumped. I'm also pumped to see, like, some sort of shithole. I don't know if there's anywhere that's, like, rubbish that I'm playing. But if there is, I look forward to that. That will be fun.
I mean, as the ambassador for Cambridge, might be here.
I was about to say, let's not necessarily just...
No, let's name and shame. Fuck it.
Okay, you don't like... What's wrong with Cambridge? It feels so fancy to me. I'm excited.
It is fancy. The problem is we know that it's fancy and everything's expensive. In terms of like cost of being alive day to day, it's not dissimilar to London, but we don't have, say, like the transport links that London does.
Okay.
London can be expensive because the buses are dirt cheap and there's the tube system. You can get all over real quickly. Cambridge has potholes and I think there's one bus.
There's one bus just speeding around.
Just doing the best it can.
A lot of old grannies hanging onto the back of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a go on the bus.
Have a go on the bus for sure.
See where it takes me. Yeah, I'm just going to open the bus door and say, may I please have a go on the bus and see what they say.
I want to see Cambridge. I don't want a tour bus.
No.
I want a people's bus.
I want to see the real Cambridge.
Yeah. All of like the university stuff is really pretty, really nice to look at. We also have some poor areas as well. We're the wealth inequality capital of the UK. So look forward to all of that.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
That's
again,
great.
The LinkedIn
really
is just...
Really good job. Well done. You smashed that.
Really did. I was trying so hard.
Are you taking credit for...
The wealth inequality?
You're taking credit for Norwich. I'm going to
say... I didn't say that I was taking credit for Norwich. That credit for Norwich was thrust upon me.
Heavy as the head.
So what else have people been saying about... the UK. Are there any other places that you're really excited to see?
I'm excited to go to Cardiff.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Wales. And I'm a bit of a Doctor Who fan, which is kind of not that popular in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's pop. Like, people know what it is, but, like, you know, we didn't grow up watching it in the same way really. Like, it wasn't around. It's kind of very specific. And the sort of people who do like it tend to be insufferable. But I feel like in the UK it's much more like, it feels more normal. It feels like, I don't know.
No, I totally get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I, at risk of becoming an insufferable Whovian, but did you...
I'm an insufferable Whovian, just to be clear.
Awesome. So did you watch Torchwood?
Yes, I watched Torchwood, and that's why I'm excited to say. I know that about the... I know what Cardiff looks like because of Torchwood.
Same. But I don't know if it's still there. They've got Yanto's Wall.
Oh.
So in, if you're not fully up to date with the series that came out fucking years ago,
nope.
Yanto doesn't necessarily make it to the end of the series.
Oh, not so much with the wall.
And the entrance to the Torchwood thing is a wall, and that's where Yanto is, and it's just a little room where he has coffee, and then there's a secret thing. But that wall is an actual place, and people have gone and pinned like photos and notes to the character Yanto Jones.
Okay.
And they just kept it up.
Oh, that's beautiful. See, I just love nerds. That's so nice. Aren't nerds so much better than jocks? Like,
oh, yeah.
So much better.
The eternal
that's
war.
Fucking rules. I should go through and categorize all the cities into nerd and jock, and I'll do that after the... I'll let you know after the tour, like, who's nerds and who's jocks. I'm really excited to go to Ireland as well. I've never been to Ireland.
Yes, Wales is lovely, and Ireland is also very nice. You've just booked tickets to see Greg Davies in Dublin, haven't you?
So yes, because I've never been to Ireland.
Yeah, good excuse.
And the tickets nearby had sold
what
out.
What the fuck is wrong with you? When people are from the United Kingdom and you haven't hopped across on a... £100 easy jet. That's crazy.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I've been saying it for years that, like, I went to Wales as a child, to Scotland as a child.
Okay, that's okay then. At least you've been to
Further away. I went to, like, France and other countries as a child, but never made it to Ireland.
Mm. That's mad.
I don't know why.
When Australians come to you, we go everywhere. We're like, well, yeah. I'm already there. I may as well go to every single other place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just so maddening to us that you have all these countries and you do not go to them. We just have New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we go.
I suppose Australia, it's like the States in that it's a massive landmass.
It is.
If you want to go to the other side of the country, that's an ordeal, right? Whereas
it's an ordeal. Yeah, Melbourne to Perth is a big ordeal.
We take it for granted that the other side of the country, you could...
It's like a five-hour drive
You
away.
Could do that accidentally. You know,
yeah,
and we just
that is
take
true.
That for
you
granted.
Could get lost on
yeah.
the bus
yeah. I
in
fell.
Cambridge.
Yes.
On
now.
Your adventure bus and, oh, I'm in Wales.
Yeah. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But it's mad to me that you can go for like £80 and you haven't been.
Oh no, it is mad. Yeah. It's ridiculous how many people haven't just gone like an hour or two, one left, up, down, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you could just go somewhere and people have just never been.
That's wild.
I think part of it is that I don't want to out us here, live on the podcast, but we are English. And they don't
but
like
no,
us in the rest
you're
of the
English?
No, to be fair, they don't. Yeah.
You guys are English? Wait, what? Oh, shit. Nobody told me
sorry.
I'd be dealing with Englishmen.
Wait, no. Quick.
I'm not doing accent
Say something
work.
About your heritage.
My heritage?
No, don't say anything about your heritage.
No, the one side we don't want to talk about. The other side...
Oh, God, what's going to happen?
My dad's dad... convinced us we were Scottish.
Oh.
We are not Scottish.
What?
Yeah, he just... His house was just decked out like Walter... Wall to floor? That's not a saying.
Wall to wall.
Thank you. Wall to wall. Just tartan
wall
everywhere.
Wall
to floor tartan. Yeah, just tartan everywhere. Little tiny, like, decorative swords.
But you're not Scottish.
No, in no way.
At all.
Not even kind of.
Why did he think you were?
My bloodline
Scotland.
Is just...
I would want to be Scottish too. I'd lie.
Scotland's gorgeous.
Edinburgh is like one of my favourite places in the world. It's just so pretty.
It's the best city. Glasgow fucking rules too. They're both great.
Food scene is supposed to be ridiculous in Glasgow as well.
Is it?
That's what I've heard.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll find out.
I'm on a hunt for the best cinnamon bun in the UK.
Okay.
There's some
contenders. How's that going health-wise?
Health-wise, real bad. I've made a lot of mistakes. all of them cinnamon bun related.
Yeah, cool.
if I get my steps in, I can convince myself that like it's worth it and fine. That's what the Fitbit's doing.
Every so often he crashes and he's like, my blood sugar, better get another cinnamon bun.
Yeah, better just top up.
Help me. That's really funny.
But the good news is, once I find the best cinnamon bun, I don't need to worry about all these subpar cinnamon buns.
Yeah, true.
I'll be able to...
That is true. You can stop. You can finally stop existing on only cinnamon buns.
Finally.
And then you can rest.
Can rest. Yeah, I can broaden my diet to a vegetable, for example.
That will be beautiful for you. I'm really proud.
Any of them.
Carrot cake.
Cinnamon buns, one of my five a day.
Yeah, sure. I think so.
I don't
vegetable
want...
bun. Vegetable bun. That's a vegetable bun. Yeah, I'd say so. You know, fries, potato salad. Is there a difference? I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of, and I'm...
No.
I could be a doctor.
You could be, you could be Scottish.
Yeah, this is true.
You could be the Scottish doctor of cinnamon buns.
I don't think they have one.
They do now.
Wow.
You're welcome, Scotland.
Again, here we go.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Shall we pull a question out of the hat and see if
it
is even weirder?
Yes, let's pull a little question.
It's time to pull a question out the hat. It's time to pull a question out the hat. It's time to pull a question out the hat and answer it in some way.
The Conversation Hat Podcast.
Just a little bit of background. The Hat is an interdimensional horror. It sometimes makes up questions itself. Sometimes it tortures our listeners until they submit questions.
Beautiful.
conversationhat.com/submit.
We were sent to hell once.
How was it? Were there cinnamon buns?
Yes, but they tasted like they were good for you.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, you know? Right. Fair.
I mean,
they're made of dates.
Made of dates, exactly. Ooh,
yeah.
A lovely pudding, a lovely chocolate brownie. Blair, what is this? Textual nightmare, it's a date. This particular question, I'm very angry about dates in puds. I don't know if that's...
Why? Just because you don't like them?
I don't...
Or because they're unexpected?
It's because they're unexpected. It's like, if you tell me I'm going to eat a fruit and nut bar, fine. I'm primed for fruit, I'm primed for nut.
That's what they say about you.
That's the headline of my LinkedIn. If you're telling me it's a chocolate bar and there's fruit and nut in there, I'm going to kick off. I'm going to have a terrible time. Anyway, this good. Question.
Well, good for you.
This I'm question sorry. Is sent in by Disappointed Dragon. Hello, Disappointed Dragon.
Hello.
Which Muppet are you?
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
I mean, I could go very easy and go, I am a Muppet, ha ha ha.
Ah.
Like, which do we most identify with?
Or... Sure.
God. I think I've got the hair of Miss Piggy.
You do have the hair of Miss Piggy.
It is fine hair.
Yeah, I could be Miss Piggy. I think she has like a casual, cool vibe.
She does.
She's beautiful.
I think everyone, at least low-key, fancies Miss Piggy.
Nothing low-key about her.
Yeah, she's giving like hot, smart, kind of slutty. Like, I think she's perfect.
She knows what she wants and she's not afraid to beat up a frog to get it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And that's what I've always said. My mum told me that.
I respect that in a pig.
I do respect that in a pig.
Yeah.
Are we going to broaden the net to include Sesame Street? Because they are Muppets, but they are not the Muppet brand Muppets.
Who do you want from Sesame Street, Liam?
Yeah. Why are you trying to push the rules for? You want to live in a bin? What's up?
I do want to live in a bin again. That was great. Cambridge, wealth, disparity, capital.
Beautiful.
Which is the orange one out of Bert and Ernie?
Ernie.
Ernie, then. I constantly feel like I'm...
You want to be Ernie.
I do want to be... I feel like I'm... I don't know if I want to be Ernie. I feel like I'm already an Ernie.
You want to be simple and irritating.
Yeah. Can we arrange for that?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. I think we can get you there.
I'd like to be... It just seems like the expectation's so low. Because he feels...
For Ernie.
Because he feels like he's trying to... No?
This is a fantasy, and you're like, oh.
I need achievable goals.
Muppet with the least expectations. Can I bend the rules to be Ernie, who no one has ever said they wanted to be? I mean, nothing is wrong with Ernie. Bert loves him. There has to be something there.
I feel bad for him and I want to stick with it.
Okay, yeah, no, you can stay Ernie. Dream big. Dream big, Cambridge. Go for it.
I never thought that out of the two of us I would be Bert.
Now, I didn't necessarily say that we would be a duo.
No, I'm just...
You've decided.
Well, yeah, he's half of a pair.
We've never slept in the same bed, have we?
Not that you remember.
Not that I remember. No, that just feels like something we probably would have done by now, but...
I can sneak in through your window from time to time.
That's beautiful, you guys. I love this for you.
So I'm feeling Beaker.
Ooh.
You're feeling Beaker?
I really enjoy the idea of living my life in a lab coat, doing experiments where I mainly blow up and just screaming almost all of the time.
Yeah, I think that's a good vibe, actually.
His head can disappear into...
It's a survival instinct.
Like, it's a very expressionate face for what is essentially a flap.
So, Michelle, you've got the hair of Miss Piggy. Do you think you embody the personality of Miss Piggy?
Her? I think so. Do you know, I'm not that big on the Muppets. Like, and I think this is kind of sacrilege, but I actually have never seen, like, the movie. Like, I've never really seen much Muppets.
Oh, really?
And I probably need to dive in and see. But I've always really liked Miss Piggy. But we have, in Australia, we have our own version. They're called the Ferals.
Oh.
And they, this sounds like it's a lie, but it's true. They're called the Ferals. And they have a TV station. They start a TV station called Feral TV. And there's Raddus the Rat and Modigliana the Cat and Darren the Dog, Mixie the rabbit, and then there's like a cane toad that used to look like my school principal. But I really identify with Modigliana the cat. And she is just kind of like this like rough as guts, like, what are you doing? Like, she's really fun. It was a kid's show that was definitely for adults. She wears pearls. She wears too much blush. I think she smoked a cigarette. Like, I think.
Awesome.
And if she didn't, then, like, spiritually, she definitely did. but I love Modigliana. And I think I'm closer to Modigliana than I am to Miss Piggy. But, you know, every day I move through life trying to put on my best Miss Piggy show as a Modigliana in the world.
Modigliana awesome. In Miss Piggy's clothing. That is...
Yes.
I'm going to show my ignorance here. Is that a common Aussie name? Modigliana?
Modigliana? Yeah, we're all called that.
You can't move for Modiglianas.
Hello, what was the rabbit's name?
Oh, Mixie.
Like myxomatosis, right?
Like myxomatosis.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a children's show in Australia.
That's amazing. Hook in.
Harden up.
The Ferals.
The Ferals. It's called the Ferals.
Right, that's going on the list.
And I love that.
Do you guys say feral?
Yeah.
The word feral.
Yeah.
What a great word.
Not like daily.
I have it shouted at me a lot.
Yes.
We used to say it. Yeah, we used to say it at high school a lot. It was like, oh, she's a feral. I loved it.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Like parents of our parents' generation would call kids feral if they were like mucking around or misbehaving. You'd get that from your parents.
I'm from that generation.
Same.
Parents.
Yeah.
Of your parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm your parents' age. That's how the time difference works in Australia.
That is how it works.
I look young to you, but by the time I get to my tour, I'm going to have a second investment property. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be getting in there.
Millennial curse of not being able to afford anything, really.
cool.
Much less for keeps. I think we covered
So we got Miss Piggy.
Or Modigliana.
Beaker.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to have sex with Sesame Street or something.
Now...
Yeah, that's what you said.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I said Modigliana, you said Beaker, and then you said, I want to fuck Sesame Street. The street.
You want to get the bin man
I'm not even really worried about which Sesame Street resident, just as long as we can get in there.
Okay. Listen, sometimes these shows come along in really interesting times in our developmental lives, and strange things happen, and we develop funny little preferences. And you know, as long as it's safe and you're not hurting anyone,
that's okay.
And that's something you can talk with a partner about, or something you can keep to yourself. And you know what? Regardless of what you do, that's yours.
Yeah.
That's yours to have and to hold.
I think it's nice to differentiate in the bedroom sometimes, because most people our age are like dressing up as the Robin Hood fox.
Robin Hood?
Yes, Robin Hood the fox.
Or Maid Marian the fox. Weren't the only foxy things about them the bits that weren't the clothes?
I don't know what you mean.
They're just dressing up as Robin Hood and Maid Marian, Liam. You're putting the animal things in there.
I don't think people are dressing up. I think you're nerding out.
Maybe.
I think people can't afford that. I think people are just watching the telly.
Sometimes it's just TV.
People are too poor and tired for kinks. We just have Netflix now.
This is true.
Yeah. That's, you know, like the generation below, like they think Gen Alpha is not going to have very much sex.
Yes.
Apparently.
I worked in education until a couple of years ago for like 10 years.
So they don't know how?
Until you started fucking Sesame Street. And
they're all going to therapy. Like, the man kept the glove puppets.
Wow, isn't he like handsome? That guy in the bin. Don't you guys think? Wow.
No, guys. Obviously, that's not what I was going
to
say.
No, because you're legally not meant to talk about it. But
legally, the NDA won't allow me. Quite aside from the moral issues, a lot of the kids that were growing up in the time while I was working in education who are Gen Alpha, not drinking, not smoking, not doing drugs, just not interested in relationships.
And, yeah, wow.
And the thing is, a lot of them are actually fine with that. They actually prefer it. It's a choice they've made. They're not worried about it.
Have you seen the... they're trying in the UK to make it so anyone who's 14 or younger will never be able to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They're going to, like, increase a thing. And I think it's good because general health of country, planet, it's just cancer sticks. It's not good for you.
Yeah.
But there's some people getting really, like, up in arms about it. And as far as I'm aware, none of them are 14 or younger.
Yeah, they're just big advocates for kids smoking. And I respect that.
I want to live in a world where the kids kind of look cool.
Where the kids are the only ones who can smoke.
If the alternative is them walking around vaping, I really actually don't know what's worse. I think vaping, do either of you vape?
No.
Okay, I don't care. It's one of the worst activities. It's so embarrassing.
It is.
But I remember when AirPods came out too, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, it just, they look so stupid. And I have them. But I think that, like, the worst thing, the worst way a person can look like, it's like the worst version of like a movie about the future from the 80s is us all walking around with these headphones that don't go anywhere and these fucking little machines that do a little puff of smoke and then you smell like peach. It's so there's no dignity in it.
No.
There is no dignity in the vape.
There's no dignity. And also sometimes they just explode.
Sometimes they just explode.
It's true of all things.
Gross. Embarrassing. Stop vaping. You look silly. You look silly. You look like a silly Billy.
I mean, we've really covered the Muppets there from every angle. Ben, do you want to pull another question out and we'll see?
I think so too. Yeah.
I think so.
Do you like coffee?
Then why not try the moon?
Conversation. Which video game trait would you like in real life?
I don't play video games, you guys. I'm a jock. No, I'm not a jock. I hate my computer. I hate screens. Video game. Okay, can it just be like a superpower?
It pretty much is, yeah. I mean, like, this might be a helpful angle to take because we can sort of approach it from like a, I don't want to say a realistic perspective, but I mean, let's say what something typically happens in a video game is that when you die, you don't actually die. You just start again at the beginning of where you were. So I could get...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. You have to go back, like, four blocks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got to walk this street again.
So you could have a quick save.
Yes.
So then, save. Like, if you got hit by the bus...
Yeah. Hmm.
If you fell off the bus when you were adventuring around Cambridge... Ah, no. And then...
A quick save.
Quick save, you're back a couple bits and you hold on a bit more.
That would be good, yeah. If you could, like, walk around and be like, oh, there's, like, an active shooter in the area, and you'd be like, that's all good, just quick save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see how we go.
Or if you've reached a point in your life where you're really, I don't know, financially stable, you've got like a nice relationship, you've got things are going generally well for you. Do
you'd
a little
go
quick
quite
save.
Mad, I think.
Well,
you could really go mad, like reliving the same moment, don't you think? Like there'd be real downsides to that.
Well, I mean, like if you just do a little quick save at that point where things are going well.
No, but imagine best night of your life. And then you keep returning to it.
Yeah, but then, I don't know.
Because if you find the pinnacle, if you find the peak, and you quick save there, then you know that everything's bad afterwards. You wouldn't want to quick save it like
but
that.
But it's the peak so far, right? So this is the next bit, and we hope that like maybe tomorrow will be even better, next week might be even better. So you just get these incremental saves.
But do we not just use that as an excuse because we don't have the quick save function in real life? That's just a way to keep on trucking?
Oh, God, maybe. You're right.
It's become quite existential quite fast, all because I said I don't play video games. I should have said, build a fort really quick. Or
that's a good one.
Make an island. Those are the two games I know. I had to go and play in a celebrity Fortnite tournament once.
Oh, wow.
And I'd never played Fortnite. But I said yes because they were paying me.
Yeah. And
so I had to go, and they're like, what's your console of choice? And I was like, I'm in over my head here. Whatever's the good one, whatever's cool. It was such a panic. It was very funny. And I died immediately. And I was like, well, that's all in a day's work.
Surely you get paid the same whether you die immediately or win.
You do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Therefore you did win.
You did win. You did a great job.
Like that. I actually done. Won. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah. I worked smarter,
you
not
did.
Harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got paid more per
hour. And I
did
not get invited back next year.
I mean, I am trying to pivot this into like a hustle culture sort of podcast. So this is a great point to start that, I think.
That's beautiful.
Did we not have this conversation?
I'd like one of those little screens that opens up and you can find out what's wrong with your character.
You would like that?
I would like that because then I could be like, oh, I do need more sleep.
Yeah.
I should drink more water.
Oh, I was thinking like in terms of like, I need more charm.
Yeah.
I don't have any skills.
Oh, that would be the downside of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have the same thing where you could just sort of like open a book and go, oh, and then, oh, you've got an extra two.
Right.
Charm points or intelligent points or something, then that would just be really depressing.
Yeah, you'd have to work on it, you'd have to read a book.
You were thinking from like a medical perspective, so like, ooh, I just feel a bit, vibes are off, open my little pad up. That's because you've got...
Turns out I'm thirsty.
Need. Turns out you're just thirsty. You just need a quick nap.
Yeah.
Oh, I am thirsty. Wow.
You just want a checkup? You just want to be able to go to a medical checkup?
I want a good doctor.
Yeah.
Something... Yeah. I sincerely hope you never learn about the UK, Michelle, is that the NHS is not doing so well these days.
What's going on? Because it used to be very good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is interesting for your viewers, for your listeners. It's probably not.
Oh, no, we chat about this a lot. So the NHS was good, and then a load of people elected the current government 13 years ago, and for some reason, they've not all died off because of the terrible healthcare that we now have.
And why are you still... Because you still have that Conservative Party in.
Yeah.
Love them.
I don't. What's that? I don't know.
Big fan.
What's that about, you guys?
I mean, like, the three or four most popular newspapers are all owned by, like, the same two Tory support funding people.
Murdoch,
yeah.
He's ours. You know that?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Cheers
you
so
can
much.
Keep him.
We'd...
You have him.
I don't... Could...
I'd love to put him somewhere. Yeah, the government just, we keep electing him. We just think, give him another turn.
We don't.
It's so funny. If you keep just having, Boris Johnson is so funny, like as a guy.
No,
that's
he is.
Crazy that you guys went, this guy. What?
The guy that I wouldn't ever want to meet in person.
Was he the one that...
It's so funny.
It is.
It's awful, but it's also just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This fucking guy?
Because we saw him as London mayor. And we were like, this buffoon needs more power. We need to promote him to the highest possible office.
It's really funny. It's very Trumpy. It's a very Trumpy thing.
It's super Trumpy. And then he murdered lots of people through incompetence.
I would like to be able to heal people.
Thank you. That would be great for Ben's book as well.
and sort you out. What's yours?
Double jump does sound fun because I can...
Double jump,
being able to like jump and then when you're at the top, you jump again.
Oh, you jump from your jump?
You jump up from the jump.
You reach the height of your jump and then you jump again.
That's awesome. I'm going to play more video games.
So I'll make some suggestions that all have double jump, just so you don't miss out on that double jump action. Is it my jump twice or is it like, like a universal standard of jump?
No, you can have whatever the video game has.
Thank you. That's
you can have big. Okay.
That's what I'm angling
big,
for.
Big cool jump.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like a big cool jump.
Yeah, and I guess your legs would have to balance out because we couldn't just have you jumping up like 3 meters in the air and then just falling and hurting your little ankles.
My little ankles.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I'm
worried
about
it. Turn to dust in a day.
I probably wouldn't do it to double jump and then land. Immediately, I feel like I'd be trying to get somewhere, like access the high shelf or something.
The high shelf, that's where all the good stuff is.
Don't know what's up there. Could be anything.
That's so true.
Anything, that's the allure. It's actually almost not worth going up there just because it couldn't live up to.
It's good for dust.
Great for dust. Mm. Dust and biscuits, I reckon.
You have fun with your dust
I'll
and
have
biscuits.
My dusty double
Dream
jump.
Dream big, babe. Dream big.
I don't have to, I can double jump.
True.
Yeah. Folks, I have two titles that we need to choose from for this episode.
Hit me with those titles, baby.
What is this that you're doing now?
I'm asking you to tell us the titles.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
I'm not sure, I'm afraid. Vegetable bun.
Vegetable bun?
Vegetable bun is option one.
Yeah.
Simple and irritating is option two. Now, of course, the loser of this vote gets to be the subtitle for the episode, so we don't lose out on the quality title work there. Does anyone have a preference?
I think vegetable bun.
I'm thinking something vegetable
appealing.
Bun.
Yeah.
And then if you want to have the simple and irritating as a subtitle, vegetable bun. Simple
and irritating.
Wow. I love it.
Vegetable bun.
Michelle, we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really, really appreciate it and genuinely really excited to see you on tour. Where can people find out more about you, about the tour, about non-tour related things? Where are you at online?
Yeah, well, you can find me at Michelle Brazier. It's very easy to find me. I have all the handles. If you want to watch some sketches with me in it, Google Auntie Donna with the girl. I'm the girl. You can Google reviews of my show Reform, which is coming to the UK, and you'll be like, oh yeah, it sounds good. It was the 10th best reviewed show out of like 40 million shows in Edinburgh Fringe.
That's massive.
So I think, I don't know if that means it's good, but definitely means that people in the UK seem to enjoy it. Do your research and you'll be like, oh yeah, she seems okay. I don't know about that myxomatosis rabbit stuff, but Australia's a different place.
Different culture, mate.
Different culture.
The very fact that you're able to get your show reviewed is huge.
Mm. Well, I have a wonderful team, I think, as well.
That'll help.
And I've been doing Edinburgh for a long time. I do really do think my career has benefited from being the girl one from Auntie Donna, because we do quite well in the UK. People like our work. And so people came to see me and then I'm very lucky because of that. I have a good team and they're gorgeous and they look after me, my publicist. And
nice one. You don't just have to explain that you weren't actually in PUD. So
no,
that word does nothing for me.
It's very funny. I have such a good publicist, right, that I ended up in like every paper when my luggage went missing.
Right.
I went to Edinburgh Fringe to do a show and I had a whole band with me. So I had all this luggage and I landed with no luggage. But then the next morning it was all there in the airport, but they wouldn't give it to me. I had Apple AirTags, so I could see that it was like meters away. And they were like, we can't give it to you. You have to fill out this form, which is a photocopy of a photocopy.
Oh my God.
And then we'll scan the form and then we'll talk to a man in London. And then it was crazy. I was like, give me my fucking bags. And so I went to my publicist. She was like, baby girl, I'm gonna get you those bags. And she absolutely did.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was amazing. She did great. So
what can't publicists do? That's wild.
Yeah, truly, this one, nothing, I think. I think she runs the airport.
That's what you need from a publicist.
Yeah.
Speaking of airports, Ben, where are you online?
I'm on Instagram, Spike Pearson, PIERSON. I do pictures of food and weird things that I get up to and birds in my garden.
Birds in the garden?
Yeah.
It's where they make birds. Wow.
It isn't.
The outside.
Outside, yeah. Sure.
Some birds make birds in the garden.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
Don't limit them, Ben.
I'm not saying that they're not
some
made
birds
there.
Dress up like the fox and they get it.
But you need to make sure that that's not a surprise thing.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they think, it's after my eggs and my meat.
Yeah,
and
it has to be pre-agreed. But then there are as well some birds that are just there watching Netflix, watching baby reindeer together. They're not procreating at all, which is interesting as well.
They're Gen Alpha birds.
These Gen Alpha birds.
Those babies.
I am at LT Guitarist on pretty much all the platforms. I do music. Some of the music is serious, some of the music is not so serious. Sometimes I plug things into other things to see what they do. Sometimes I tear apart things that make noise and, doesn't make noise anymore. Oh well.
Sometimes he just watches baby reindeer.
You know, I've got to have ways to unwind, I think. That's the show. Oh, the podcast, of course, is at Convo Hat Podcast on all the places. If you're listening to this and going, I wonder what these people look like, then you can go to one of the video platforms at Convo Hat Podcast. The TikToks, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, a fourth option, I'm sure.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn. You gotta get that LinkedIn.
Oh, you gotta be on LinkedIn.
You gotta be on LinkedIn.
Oh, God.
You're not gonna make it. Unless you're on LinkedIn.
Get on.
I don't want to
get LinkedIn.
I don't want to make it. I don't want to get linked.
Is your publicist going to get your luggage?
How am I going to get a publicist if I'm not on LinkedIn?
If you're linked out, no publicity for you. You got to link in, bitch. And that's an ad for LinkedIn, and I'll be invoicing them.
Yeah, I will. Then you can put that on LinkedIn. No, fuck you. Then you can put that on LinkedIn. No. Sorry, your turn.
You've been trying to end this for a long time.
Yep.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you on tour.
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
Goodbye, pod babies. Be good to each other. Mm.